102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 620.
So, about 2 weeks ago, I took my son out to go hang out with my father for a couple hours and drive around. He wanted to look at boats and stuff like that. I'm not doing anything this year anyway, but he wanted to go take a look at some stuff. And I figured it was a good day for me, boy day, me and my son, yeah. You know, three generations.
Grandpa, yeah.
Always cool.
That's great.
My father gets in the car, and the first words out of his mouth were, "John, I'm ready for the box." Okay?
It's a classic line.
Classic line. My son's in the back seat with his iPad, and all of a sudden he looks up. He's like, right. Huh? And then he just looks back down at his iPad. I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, why would you say that in front of the, you know?
Yeah.
But it's been eating at me.
Yeah.
So I kind of feel like I want to do something with my old man before it gets bad.
Yeah, he's late 70s, right?
My father's got COPD, and he's got emphysema. He can't breathe. He can't take a lot of steps without having breathing issues or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. He's doubled over from his back and everything else. He's not in great shape. Mm. But I want to do something with him.
Yeah.
He's always wanted to go to Italy. Always wanted.
He's never been, huh?
When he was in the Navy.
Long ago.
Say, right in the same place. 60 years ago.
Right.
Right. He's always wanted to do something like that. But I'm like, okay. He can't get around.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe if I can get one of those scooters, you know, those, what I don't know what they call, rascals, whatever the hell they called, maybe we can do it that way. The more difficult thing is talking my father into allowing me to do that for him.
Right.
That's where the advice comes in, because I know him.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be like, why are you picking my money? Now, do I have it? No. But will I be able to pay it off?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, it's a one-time thing you want to do. Right. You got to do it now, no matter what.
I spoke to Nicole about it, and my wife was awesome. She was like, John, do what you got to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you feel like that's something that you need to do, then go do it. So the question is how. How do I get a stubborn 78-year-old man to allow me to do something for him? Because I know he's going to be a prick. I know this. It's almost one of those things where I have to go to his house, go through his stuff, hope he has a passport.
Yeah, that's the first thing that crosses my mind is you got to give him warning. And,
hope he's got a passport.
That's not done. You got to do that.
Right. Oof. I just don't. I don't want to regret not doing it mm-hmm. or not at least attempting to do it
right
before it's too late.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely right.
But the question is how.
Right.
Because he's not going to allow me that. He's not going to. Even if he knew that this would make me the happiest, it possibly could. And I think it would. I think. And then there's the other side. Then there's being in closed quarters for a week with my father. There are definite pros and cons here, but I'd be willing to deal with that to have to do this for him and to make myself feel good. Like, you know what, that I was able to pull this thing off, regardless of how long it takes me to, you know, deal with the finances.
I feel like if you tell him about what you want to do.
No.
And not make it that you want to do it for him so much.
No, I got to sneak. I kind of got
to. That I know you want to go, and I've always wanted to go. I've thought about ways I can get you there and the ways we can get around.
He knows I've been, so he's not going to fall for that one. He's going
to
say.
Where does he want to go?
He hates the idea of his children helping him in any way.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say, Dad, this is not helping. This is me wanting to hang out with you and spend this time. And he's going to be like, you're lying to me.
Tell him I'll take it out of whatever you leave me.
Right. And his response would be like, I ain't leaving you a goddamn thing. It's going to the kids. You know? It's almost like I'm willingly walking through the gates of hell.
Right.
You know?
Right. Any advice how you make a stubborn old man do what you want him to do?
I don't know.
It's a tough situation. You got to go for it and hope and work on it.
But how much can you push? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, how much can I push?
You know how big this one thing is, right?
He doesn't talk about it. So he'll tell me it's not a big deal. But I know what it would do to him. I know. You know, it's like that first time you take your kids to Disney World, right? And their eyes just light
up.
I know if I had my father.
He'll probably be there and feel great.
In some field in Sicily with lemons. With lemon trees and stuff like that, I know my father's eyes would be like a five-year-old walking into the Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
I know that.
Yes. There you go. All right, you guys got any help? 955-WBAB, how you get this done with someone who's probably going to say,
invisible prick.
626, here's Ted.
Your BAB security dot.
102.3 WBAB, Roger and JP. It's 630. So this is something maybe you guys have run across. JP wants to do something for his dad, 78 years old, set in his ways. As you said, would make him happy to go to Italy, but he'll probably say no to you.
Not in the best of health, you know, and that's the biggest issue.
You just want to do it no matter what.
What I get him, he can't walk, so it's not like I can take him there and he can walk and see sights and see the things. I got to get him like a little moped thing, you know.
How do you get an old guy like that to say yes, so you can actually do it for him?
It's about him allowing his son to do something for him. He'll look at it almost as a handout, and that's not what it is. It's just something I want to do with him.
Yeah.
I don't want to regret it.
I think you have to accent it a lot about how much you want him to see or how much you want to be with him and you want to see it too with him.
He doesn't care much about my feelings, though.
Yeah. Billy Mack, Private Eye, what do you got, buddy?
Never has.
I got you covered on this, John.
Go.
I'm going to go to your father's house. I got my retirement shield. I'm going to tell him we got a warrant or an old bookmaking charge. And then if he gets out of the country for a couple of weeks, the statute of limitations will expire on it, and then he'll be home free and clear.
That'll be your excuse to get him out of the country.
That's one way to do it.
Never would have thought
of that. And I got to be honest with you, I'm not completely against it.
I'm telling you, I'm your guy.
I'm not completely against it. I got to figure out a way to get this dude on that plane to allow me to do it.
That's the
difficult part.
Billy, that's funny.
To allow me. Thanks, Billy.
No problem, brother. I'm here for you.
Always thinking that, guy. It's one way to try to do it.
You know, I just don't want to. No, I'll explain in a second.
102.3 WBAB. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:34. JP's quest to get his dad to Italy somehow at an advanced age, not in great health, something he always dreamed of, but probably, get the guy to say yes and let you do it is the toughest part.
And probably more so Sicily. You know, that's where, because if we have relatives there, they're in Palermo.
Right.
And that would flip him out.
See? Maybe that's the thing that gets him to say yes.
I can't get him to look past the part that it's not a handout. It's something that I want to do with him. I can't get him to get past that.
Maybe you want to meet your relatives as well.
He's going to know I don't want to meet anybody.
To your relatives in Sicily.
He knows.
I've been watching The Godfather. I really want to meet my roots.
He goes, you haven't gone to the last 40 communions, so tell me. What are you kidding?
Hey, got any advice on how to get this done? Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
JP, that's your dad. If I was you, I'd check with his doctor first to see if his health is even good enough where he could make that trip.
That's the one thing. He may look at it like I'm trying to kill him.
Yeah, but God forbid.
You
got to bring him back.
He would.
Out of all the stories that I've ever told, I don't know if you guys think I'm just making stuff up for the radio or if it's just to make the story better. When it comes to my old man, I have never once lied to you people.
You've never exaggerated his stories,
Ever, ever, ever. Now, he'll say I'm lying.
Of course.
But I can get 20 people to back up any story I've ever told.
So he may think that you're trying to kill him.
Right.
That would fit his personality.
Yes. Yes.
Hey, thanks.
Well, good luck.
Thanks, man. I think his head would be on a swivel the entire time, making sure nobody comes sneaking up behind him.
I bet you he goes over there and feels as good as he's felt in years because of where he would be, and his brain would be so stimulated and happy with the whole thing. You know?
I think it'll reinvigorate him and give him a little bit of life back, and that's why I want to do it. Because right now he sits home in his underwear all day and plays online poker.
Yep.
You know?
He can do better than that. He can.
And he's depressed. You know, I mean, clinical depression, but he'll never deal with it. It's a whole. Why wouldn't I want to go on vacation with somebody who's clinically depressed?
With a stubborn old man.
That sounds like a good idea.
102.3 WBAB.
Because I'm missing you. I'm still all right to smile.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 641. So if you're just joining us, JP's situation is trying to get his father, who's in his late 70s and a stubborn man.
And stubborn and not in the best of
health. Right. Trying to get him to do something that, in his mind, you know, he's wanted to do all his life, which is go to Italy to Sicily, or, you know, right. See his hometown, see family, yeah. Whatever it is. And trying to get him to say yes.
Yeah.
And, you know, how many people have had that experience where you actually convert your parent or grandparent to something where they accept and you do something for them is difficult.
Right.
Because they don't need anything. That's how they all think. They don't need anything. It's hard enough for me just to get my dad to go to a ball game. Oh, that's, you know, right? He feels like I'm gifting. I am, but I want to do that with him. I'd pay through the nose to do that with him. So.
You would?
Of course. I do it with him every year ever since I started now.
You don't pay through the nose for anything. You don't do anything.
Oh, yeah.
If it's not wholesale.
No.
I'm only kidding.
We pay through the nose. But it's been every year. So now it's, I think, 3 years in a row.
Yeah.
So fourth year will be this summer. I have to do it. It's a small thing, but every year it's the thing we do. I'm so glad we're doing it.
One year it's not going to be around.
But the first year, I was just like, I didn't think he was going to say yes.
Right.
And my mom was like,
The whole thing is like, I don't even know if the dude's got a passport.
Right.
So it's not like you can't book anything without him, without that.
Right, exactly.
That, you know.
I mean, so hopefully you can convert him, but how do you do that? Or if you guys have succeeded, 955-WBAB. Good morning. Go ahead.
Hey, JP, why don't you just tell him that you won the trip? It's a free and clear thing.
Oh, that's interesting.
Wow.
That's not bad.
Wow.
It takes the money factor out of it.
Wow.
There you go.
Then I got to convince him that he won't be a burden. That's the only thing I'll have to do, because right now he'll look at it, and I'm not trying to be a negative Nelly and try all the negatives. I'm just trying to figure out the way to do it, and I appreciate you for your help. But I need him to understand that he wouldn't be a burden, because I think because he knows he can't walk too long without getting out of breath. He knows he's
That's why
in
you're
going to
put him in one of those wheelie things. And he can motorize and control it himself, and you'll walk.
I got to figure out how to do that. I got to figure out how to make that happen. Yeah, that's a great idea. Wow.
There you go. And you tell him, you know, Nicole's all with it, told you, bring your father. He would love it.
She can't go for some reason.
She doesn't want to leave the kids for a week or 10 days.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It takes the cost and the gift factor out of it.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Really good. Good
that's
job.
A great
good
idea. That's a really, really great idea.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, man.
You got it.
Why wouldn't a little lying go a long way in this situation? Why not?
I know.
I'll never know.
I know.
It might be anything to make him more comfortable with the whole thing.
Yeah.
You know. Good idea.
Yeah, my friend did it. Was able to, when his father got sick, was able to do something like this. And him and I were talking about it yesterday. And he said, it's the greatest thing I ever did. Because I'm so glad I was able to do that before it was too late.
That's it.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes to pay it off, you do it, because it's a one-time opportunity. It's a shot.
Right.
And you have to do it. You know, that's the kind of thing. I think your gut's right on that. Just get it done. So then you don't regret.
I would rather do something and have it be a mistake. I don't ever want to say, I wish I would have.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. You'd rather say, I did it.
I wish I didn't do blank because it was a mistake. Mm-hmm. But I don't ever want to have to say, I wish I would have done.
Right. You'd rather do it and have it be a mistake. Right. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Long Island's only classic rock, Roger and JP. It's 6:54. We've been having a really interesting discussion. Since maybe you guys joined us at 6:30 or a little before that, about, you know, when you have older parents, how you get them to do what you want them to do in a big picture way. Getting them to say yes to you, like doing something cool with them, or sending them somewhere, or even taking him to one little place. Like I said, when I take my dad to a ball game, the first time I wanted to take him, he loves the Red Sox. The first time taking him to Fenway was very difficult, getting his brain over the hump of, I would take care of it, don't worry about it. Because him and my mom, you know, they didn't have a lot of money, and he wouldn't want to, you know, buy seats behind home plate type thing.
Right.
Dad, we got to do this. I said, let's go. So for me and him to go to that game. So after I got the first one done, now we've gone a couple of years, and it has actually worked out. So it's like trying to get their brain to that point. Now JP's trying to get his father to understand that he wants to take him and go to Italy with him.
Yeah, I'm trying to get him.
Maybe to where his family is.
Yeah, B.A.B., who's this?
What's up, guys? Randazzo.
Yeah, what's up, buddy?
Randazzo.
Listen, man, I lost my father in December.
Right.
And you know personally how close I was with him. I mean, I don't know your father's situation. You said he's got COPD and things like that.
Yeah, and emphysema.
I just think it's a bad idea.
How come?
Italy, and I'm going to I'm going to tell you why. He seems like the guy, the man, like my father was, that if he's any burden on you, the stupidest, the simplest thing,
right?
It's gonna be ripping him apart that he's doing this to you, even though it's not doing anything to you, even though it's the simplest thing and can be rectified easily. The littlest thing is going to make him depressed and angry. So you say you're going to get him a scooter. Well, you're going around Italy and everything's great, but you get to that one staircase or you get to that one place that doesn't allow this in or can't get somewhere. He is going to take it upon himself to say he's ruining the trip, that this was a bad idea, why did you do this? And it's going to turn into a nightmare. And I'm telling you, just from somebody that has been there, we tried it. My father loved to gamble. We'd go to Mohegan. He couldn't walk around anymore. Like, he couldn't walk long distances. Tried the scooter. He couldn't get into an elevator one time, or he had to wait for two elevators filled with people, and he just blew up.
Oh.
He just blew up, and it ruined it for him. Me, I could take it, whatever it is.
Right.
It made him miserable. I took him to the coaches' club at Giant Stadium.
Mm-hmm.
Greatest experience. We loved it. He couldn't walk a long distance, so he felt bad. He felt bad the kids had to walk slower with him. He felt bad that we couldn't stay later because he wanted to get out of there because he was tired and we couldn't meet the players.
But Tony,
why'd you bring me?
Aren't you glad you gave it a shot?
Listen to me. It got to the point I am, Raj, and I Yankee games, Met games, the Cellar Club. I did as much as I possibly could until it got to the point where he would actually just say, no, I don't know. Right. And then my mother would tell me he doesn't want to be a burden. She would tell me because he wouldn't tell me.
Yeah.
She would say, Tone, he wants to go. He's afraid it's going to get a little too cold, and he's going to be chilly. And he doesn't want the kids to see him like that. He doesn't want you to see him like that, breaking down a little bit. And I just wasn't an invalid. My father wasn't an invalid in his last stages. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It was just that he got old. And it broke him down, and it made him feel worse. It made him feel less of a man.
Yeah.
I bought a new chopper, brought it over the house. He got on the friggin' bike. He scared me to death because I thought the bike was going to go over on him. He felt great. He couldn't get off the bike. He couldn't lift his leg to get off the bike.
Right.
You know.
But I feel like with a little planning, JP could take his father, and they can plan out exactly where they're going. And, you know, someone like a travel agent can tell you exactly what you'll run into. So,
Tony,
I mean, it's not foolproof, but so you don't run into those staircases
Tony's
and stuff.
You're not going to run into anything unexpected.
Tony's not wrong.
Yeah.
He's not necessarily wrong.
I know. He sounds like he's talking about your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen to me. I'm talking about your father because that was my father.
Right.
My father didn't want anybody's help. Didn't want anybody's help.
Right.
And it gets angry when he can't do what he did yesterday. You understand what I'm saying?
I gotcha.
And I don't know, man. I love the idea. I would.
Mm-hmm.
So many times, Dad, come on the cruise with us.
All right.
No way. No way.
Thanks, Tony.
Hey, Tony, I'll call you later, all right?
Call me tonight, bro.
I will.
I'll talk to you about that. You know how I feel.
Yeah, I'll talk to you later. Thanks, man.
Wow.
He's not wrong.
I know, but it's such a wet blanket for the idea.
I know.
There's so many possibilities that it could be good.
I know.
And then you have that thing. So you don't do it because it might not be good?
I'm not saying I'm not gonna.
Yeah,
I'm just saying he's not necessarily wrong.
Yeah. All right, 6:59, here's Ted.
Your BAB.